The other day here in Camp Cayley for lunch, we had something called, what was it called? Pizza sticks, pizza rolls, something like that. There is a product on the market called Pizza Snaps. You're familiar with this product? Yeah, I think that's a firm product. I don't know if they have non-firm brands that have pizza snaps. I Googled it a little bit. It seems that there's only one company that makes pizza snaps. So the shaila was, what bracha does one say on pizza rolls, pizza sticks, pizza snaps, this kind of thing. So if you recall, they announced on the that very, very loudspeaker that Rav Rasner had paskin that it should be a mezonos and that you should not wash on it. Rav Rasner in general has the mahalik that whenever there's a possibility that it might be a mezonos and that you don't have to wash, to go with that psak, because he finds that if you tell kids that they have to wash when they're running in and out of lunch on a weekday, that very often they're not going to bench properly, they're not going to really, maybe not everybody is going to do what they do, but you tell them the mezonos, and then they're more likely to do it. The question is there any reason to assume that this is a mezonos? So recall again what we discussed the other day, that there are three definitions of pasa babekisnin. The Rabbeinu Hanan and the Aruch say that it's dough with a filling is pasa babekisnin. Rambam says sweetened dough like cake, and Rav Haigon says crackers. But the most relevant one for us over here is Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch, the dough that has a filling inside of the dough, like a pie type of thing, would be pasa babekisnin. So the halacha is, though, that even if it is pasa babekisnin, when one is kaveh sudan pasa babekisnin, you say hamotzi. So there is a machlokes rishonim, how we determine kaveh suda. If establishing a meal is determined by every individual according to his standard, or by what most people consider, what constitutes a meal. So the Rush in the sixth paragraph of Masechus Brachos quotes a Ravid who says that each individual determines what's considered to be a meal by his own individual standards. However, the Rashba in Brachos Taf Mem Beis disagrees, and he says that it's determined by what most people consider a meal, and that even though the Rush quotes from the Ravid otherwise, he agrees with the Rashba. The Rush himself agrees with the Rashba. So Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Samaches Sivav Paskins like the Shita of the Rashba, which is also ultimately the Shita of the Rush, that it's determined by what most people consider to be a meal. So one has to say amotzi if you've eaten an amount of pasa babekisnin that most people would be kovei asudan, that most people would consider a meal, even though by your standards maybe it's only like a snack. Sometimes you have a teenager or boys your age, for example, sometimes are capable of eating tremendous amounts of food. I guess the 4th of July coincidence over here, right? Meaning like for me, eating two hot dogs would probably be a meal. For that guy Joey, whatever his name is, right? That's not even, he does that in the first 1.4 seconds of the contest. So what exactly constitutes a meal is going to be determined based on what most people consider to be a meal. The Pir Halacha, however, says that objective standard doesn't have to be most people in humanity, meaning it could vary from one group to the next. He says, let's say young people versus old people, that if you're a young person, so then kaveh suda would be determined by people in your age bracket. If you're an older person, by people in your age bracket. Rav Willink has said, I've heard him say that that perhaps there's a distinction between men and women in terms of kaveh suda. I remember I was once at an NCSY event where Rabbi Willink spoke, and there were, it was a Yarche Kala when I was in high school, and there were boys on one side of the room and there were girls on the other side of the room, and he said, a croissant something that you kaveh asuda? Whoever has a croissant for a meal, raise your hand. And the entire left side, right side, whatever, wherever the girls were, that entire side of the room raised their hands. And whoever is not kaveh asuda on a croissant would not have that for a meal, raise your hand. And all of the boys raised their hand. So that might be a difference, that maybe for girls it is considered kaveh asuda, for boys it would not be considered a kaveh asuda. Now, even if other foods fill up the sheer kaveh asuda, Ashkenazim would hold that you have to wash on it. Meaning, even if you're having some pasa babekisnin and a lot of other stuff, like we mentioned the other day, you would Ashkenazim hold, not like Sfaradim, Ashkenazim hold, you would have to wash on that as well. However, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted by Rabbi Forst in his Sefer on Brachos that doesn't hold true if the pasa babekisnin is only eaten as a a dessert. Meaning, let's say it's mamish a cake. So you're having like a steak lunch or something, and you know you're at Dougie's or whatever, and you fill yourself up to the point where someone said to me yesterday after the meal at Dougie's, I forgot who it was, but someone said it feels wrong to say a bari nefashos when I'm so full, right? After such a meal. But let's say you have a little bit of cake for dessert. Do you now say, oh, I've been koveya suda, and therefore I should have washed. It should be a birch samazon. No, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it has to be that the pasul baba kistanin is part of the meal. So now let's go to our shaila. With that background, is this pasul baba kistanin, meaning are cheese sticks, snaps, rolls, pizza sticks, snaps, rolls, considered pasul baba kistanin? So even though the first definition of pasul baba kistanin is a dough with a filling, Shulchan Aruch and Sim Kuf Sam Chesif Yud Zayin says that if it's filled with meat or cheese, then it's hamotzi and it's not pasul baba kistanin because those are meal-type foods. If it's filled with something sweet, like with a pie filling or something like that, that's pasul baba kistanin. But you put meat in there, you put cheese in there, then it's just pas, then it's just a sandwich. Then it would not have the quality, it would not qualify as pasul baba kistanin. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Sadi Dalit that hamotzi is required even if you're not kovei asuda on the food, right? That's the difference. If you have real pas, you have to have hamotzi even if you're not kovei asuda. If it's pasul baba kistanin, you only would make hamotzi if you are koveya su'uda. And the reason this would be considered real pas is because what you filled it with is a meal type of food, not a snack type of food. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's not absolute. There are certain times where you have something that has meat in it, but it's clearly just a snack type of food. Franks and blankets, let's say, no one sits down, very few people sit down and have Franks and blankets as their su'uda, meaning it's an hors d'oeuvre. It's something that's clearly only meant as a snack type of food. It's just a little bite of something. Before a meal or in between meals or something like that, and that probably would be mizonos for that reason. Rabbi Jachter writes that Rav Meir Lichtenstein told him that his grandfather Rav Soloveitchik held that fundamentally the bracha of hamotzi is not a bracha on bread; it's a bracha on a meal, on a su'uda, even if it's and that's why. Someone says mizonos on pasul baba kistanin, even if it's defined as bread, because you're consuming it as a snack and not as a meal. But if you have pasul baba kistanin as part of a meal, you say hamotzi because you're eating a meal, that the bracha of hamotzi relates to a meal. So the bracha of mizonos is only appropriate for cake or crackers because they're snack food, not for meat or cheese pies because those are meal foods. But again, meat or cheese pies that are snack foods would be pasul baba kistanin if it's universally accepted as a snack food. That was the pizza issue. Right, in general, regular pizza. So the reason Rav Moshe held one slice of pizza is mizonos is because he held it's pasul baba kistanin. Why is it pasul baba kistanin? It's cheese and dough. Isn't cheese and dough, don't we paskin? He said, no, but pizza is fundamentally a snack food. That's what he seemed to assume, which is very difficult to understand because it doesn't seem that we treat pizza as a snack food. What's for lunch today? Oh, it's pizza day. Thursday night dinner? Oh, it's pizza night. Right, meaning pizza is something that we have for a meal more often than we have for a snack. So whether you personally eat one slice, two slices, l'chora really shouldn't make a difference. Okay, so where we are right now is that you have cheese sticks being served, pizza sticks, I keep saying wrong, pizza sticks being served for lunch in camp. So it's for lunch, so it seems to be a meal. It's filled with cheese, which means if it's a meal food and it's filled with cheese, it's for sure, l'chora, would for sure be hamotzi, even if you have less than a kviya suda, but for sure if you're having a kviya suda. However, there are a couple of factors over here to take into account. Don't worry, Rabbi Rosner is going to be right in the end. There are a couple of factors to take into account. First of all, Rabbi Rosner did some research, and apparently the pizza pockets, which is apparently their real name, are deep fried. They do not make these in our kitchen here in camp. They order a bag of that, you know, giant bags of them, and they just warm them up in the oven in camp. But they're made in some factory somewhere, and they are deep fried. They're just warmed in the oven to melt the cheese on the inside. The dough is already fully made. Everything's already fully done. They just it just tastes better when it's warm, so they warm them up in the oven. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lam Zayin and Beis says that cooking bread, meaning if you have bread and then you cook it, does not take away the status of bread, as long, meaning cooking in a liquid, in water or frying frying it in oil or something like that, does not take away its status of bread if it was already bread, as long as it has the appearance of bread. That's the Beferish Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes Hay Chavitza Avogav De Lespe Perurin Kazayis Mevarich Lev Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz Amar Rava Vuhudik Alei Turisa Dinahama, that if it has a Tsuras Hapas. The question is, what if you never baked it? What if you just cook dough? You take dough and you deep frying is the same as cooking, and you deep fry dough or you cook dough in water. So that is a discussion in the Rishonim. Rabbi Natan is quoted and tells the Brachas on Zayin and Beis that anything that started as a regular dough was a regular thick dough that you would normally make bread out of. Even if you fried it, Rabbi Natan says it's hamotzi based on the Mishnah in Maseches Chala. And the Chazon Ish explains, Rabbi Natan holds that frying or cooking of the dough is the baking of that dough, meaning it's a different method of baking. Mishbur and Kufsam Chesed Cut and Pei Beis says Rabbi Natan held that the status of hamotzi happens when it becomes a thick dough, meaning the fact that you're going to then use heat to make it edible in one way or the other is not going to change. It's not going to make it lose its hamotzi status. However, Rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash Mishants, on the Mishnah in the first paragraph of Maseches Chala, Mishnah Hey, says that even if the cooked or fried dough has the tzuras hapas, it does not get a hamotzi, it's a mezonos. Hamotzi is a function of baked dough. If you have fried or cooked dough, that is not hamotzi. This is quoted by the Rabbeinu Yonah, it's quoted by the Beis Yosef, and Beis Yosef quotes many other Rishonim that agree with this comment of the Rash Mishants. Great. So we have Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash Mishants. If you fry dough, whether that, what do they call those things in one of the pizza shops in the Five Towns? Zeppelis, you ever heard of that? They have that, is that only Five Towns thing? No? Zachary, wait, Zachary, no. Zeppelis, you know what Zeppelis are? And you don't know what I'm talking about? Okay, they have dough that they just fry in oil and then they put sugar on it, and the kids love it. It's like, and they sell like four for a dollar, you know, like little whatever. So how do we paskin in this machloka? So Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitos, and he brings the shita of Rabbeinu Tam as a yesh misha omer. So the clear implication is that we paskin like the Rash Mishants, that it is not a hamotzi. The Ramah says that we are mekel, and that is assumed to mean that we follow the Rash Mishants. That would mean that you would say mezonos on it, even if you're koveya su'uda on it. Whoa, that's a very big kula. Meaning it's better than pasa babakistan, because it's not better, whatever. It's less of a pas than pasa babakistan. Pasa babakistan, when you're koveya su'uda on, you say amotzi. This is not even that, because it never became pas in the first place, because you never baked it. It's worth noting that the Taz holds that any dough fried in oil automatically becomes at best, at most, pasa babakistanin, which would be according to Rabbeinu Tam, as being cooked in oil is no better or worse than having oil kneaded into the dough. So it's going to turn out that it's either pasa babakistanin or it's not even pasa babakistanin. Okay, so now that's the big kula. Now, because we can be making like that, even though poskim recommend that you should wash on a meal in which you're having those things in order to be yotzei, you know, kaladeos, in order to be yotze, all of the shitos. Additionally, it's not so pashut that camp lunch is called kaviya suda, meaning Rabbi Force writes in his Sefer on Brachos on page 249, footnote 77, that lunch in America is very often not a real suuda, meaning in the times of Chazal they would have how many sudas a day? Two sudas a day. How many sudas a day do we have in America? And in camp with late night barbecues and everything else, four or five, whatever. But certainly, if you have breakfast at, I don't know, the teens will finish davening at around noon probably this morning. So, like, if you have breakfast at 12 and then lunch at 12:30, right? It's very likely that that lunch is not considered a real su'uda. So if you, it could be that that's just something to keep you going through the day, you know, to bridge your breakfast to your dinner. That would not be considered a real su'uda. What someone, you know, grabs on the go for lunch. So, Lemaskanas HaDvarim, as usual, Rav Rosner is right. There are two possibilities of how it can be possible b'kisnin, and if so, we might consider lunch lunch to not be a real kviya suda. It might be possible b'kisnin on account of the fact that it's filled with something. Even though it's cheese that it's filled with, but it's a snack-like type of food that it's made out of, and it might be possible b'kisnin. And it might not even be pasabah b'kisnin, in that it's likely is not even pasabah b'kisnin because it's fried. So even kviya suda, even if you are kviya suda, would not require a motzi. And again, it's not so clear that anyone is being kviya suda. So probably the correct thing is, like Rav Razor said, that it would be a mizonos and not a hamotzi. Okay, have a great day, everyone.